U.S. cattle producers are taking steps now to finally expand the beef cattle herd. Agriculture Department livestock analyst Shale Shagham says one big reason is...
We have a lot of grass out there.
A lot of grass, and indeed...
We are still in record high territory for U.S. range and pasture land conditions for late August, going back to 1995.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey, now pastures usually do a dry down this time of year, and that's happening, but still...
We have one half of the U.S. range and pasture lands in good to excellent condition. That is down 2 percentage points from a week ago. Meanwhile, the percentage of very poor to poor rated range and pasture land up 2 points from 16% to 18%.
The last time pastures and ranges looked this good in September was back in 1997 when a record strong El Nino was setting up. Coincidentally, that's true again this year. Of course, it's not rosy everywhere, as you know, if you're trying to graze animals in Washington State, Oregon, or California, where drought has at least 60% of pastures rated poor to very poor. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.